Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jürgen, there was so much good in that first half. How do you begin to sum up what happened on the night and assess how ultimately the game got away from you tonight?
Yeah, I really think everything was pretty obvious tonight. I think we gave all five goals away. All five means we could have done better there, but they were all obviously different. The start in the game and in our situation where we are, it's really important that we see positive steps. And I think the first half was pretty much, besides the two goals we conceded, that the best we played for probably in the whole season. So I like that a lot. The two goals, we have to defend better. Okay, the second goal, we cannot defend better. That's a slapstick, but equalized pretty much our second goal, what we scored. The first goal we concede, we have to defend better. There are enough players around, nobody puts a foot in, stuff like this. It's very tight and it's just a world-class moment from Vinicius then as well, but I think it's obvious that we can defend it better. Half-time, rather positive, to be honest. So I think, okay, boys, this happened. We have to play in this and that spaces. If you do that, keep doing that, they will have problems. And let me start with when you concede the third goal, which is a horrible goal. And today it was pretty much the game changer. I don't say that's now okay that it's a game changer, but it was today. We lost the momentum in that moment and never got it really back. In the first half, we could have scored a third one. We had our moment, so we're a bit unlucky here with the scrappy situation in the six-yard box. In the second half, obviously, the game was the game Real Madrid wanted to play. And then both goals, the other goals which they scored, one is deflected and they are not really well defended, to be honest. We lose the ball in the wrong moment, which is obviously a massive problem against Real Madrid with the counter-attacking threat they have. And that's how it came to the result, and that's it.
Appreciate there's a lot of football to be played between now and the second leg, but Carlo did say to us that he can't say that the tie is over. How do you feel tonight?
I think Carlo thinks the tie is over, and I think it as well in the moment. But in 3 weeks, that's how it is in these moments. The closer you get to the game, the bigger our chances become, and the lesser likely it is that the tie is over. But tonight, with a 5-2, and you see the game, and it's like, they are pretty good in counter-attacking. We have to score their three goals, so take some risk. That could be a bit tricky, but it's really not even in my mind. So we go there, I can say that now already, and try to win the game. If that's possible or not, I don't know now, but that's what we'll try. And from there, we will see.
Just check on Joe as well. It looked like he was holding his hamstring when he came off. Is there an issue there?
We will see. Showed a little bit of sign, but then we just made a decision, and now we will see that he will get checked tomorrow.
Hi, Jürgen. Jose Padilla, Defensa Central. Do you think Vinicius is one of the best players in the world?
I can't hear it. Should I? Is one okay here when I...
It's in English, stupid.
I thought because you were the headset, I didn't even listen to it. I thought I was waiting for the translation.
Do you think Vinicius now is one of the best players in the world?
Vinicius?
In the three, yes.
Yeah.
And Rodrigo.
Outstanding as well, yeah. Good players. Benzema is not bad as well. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jürgen, are you concerned about what a result in a night like this might do to the confidence of the team, so, given how the damage?
I can see that people think that, understandable, but that's actually not allowed. So I told the boys directly after the game, so this is different things what happened tonight. There's one result, it's exactly opposite of what we wanted. We made mistakes around the goal, yes, as well. But and I said that a couple of times, a defeat is a defeat if you don't learn from it. So, and if we don't learn tonight that the start of the game was outstanding and the way we played, that was us in a nutshell, that was us like we want to be. And that's what we have to keep doing. So if we now allow this one game to be influential, well, we are really silly. And we have a few days where we'll make sure that we take the right things out of this game. Yes, we have to improve. Third goal, massively. First goal, massively. But we have to take the good things as well. That would be horrible if you don't do that. It's a different game, obviously, at Palace, of course. But anyway, the intensity, the effort we showed, the football we played, pretty much everything was like we want to see ourselves. And so we have to make sure that we keep that. I know 5-2 could be damaging, but I hope I can make sure that that's not happening.
Can I just ask as well about the pitch? It seemed in the first half players from both sides were using the
button.
Was it over
water? No. Yeah, I saw that as well, but most of the time the players didn't slip. So let's take that. So I don't know exactly why the few players slipped. I saw that as well. We will speak about that, what's going on, but it was not overwatered, no.
Hi, Jürgen. Do you think that the first half, the way you play in the first half, is how you want to play the rest of the season, and how can you go there in short time?
How we can do that, Lord?
How we can, you know, do that instead of doing that for just 45 minutes, doing that for 90 minutes?
Actually, I'm not sure how often you watched us, but we had periods where we played like this, and it's not like you don't have to defend each opponent with that intensity. Yes, the intensity, yes, but obviously Madrid is one of the best teams in the world, so we don't face them, thankfully, every 3 days. There's things we have to improve. Even that period, we could have been calmer on the ball. We prepared too much in these moments, but it was really difficult to defend for Madrid, I would say. Much more than they wished for, probably. But yes, it's the way we used to play, let me say it like this, in the past.
Hi, Jürgen. Carlo was talking about how you gave them a lot of problems on their left side at the start of the game, and they had to improve on that side where Trent was. I'm just wondering what your assessment of it was. Why was it working at the beginning of the game? And what happened? What changed?
Nacho came on, huh? Played a super game. I have to say, David Alaba is a top player. But I thought tonight we all saw why Nacho is playing since 10 or I don't know how many years for Real Madrid. He played a real defensive game. Was not fussed too much about offensive moments. Knew what that's one thing. The other thing is, how is that? In the second half, we were just not as good anymore. So then it was probably easier to defend us there.
Last couple, and then the gentleman at the back.
Hola, Jürgen. Javier Langa para Gual.
Finally.
Yesterday, Modric said that he wanted to stay on at Real Madrid, a new contract.
Can you hear it? That's very helpful.
Modric, yesterday in the press conference, Luka Modric said that he wanted to stay on with Real Madrid and sign another contract. But he wanted it to be deserved and not just presented to him. If you had the chance to offer Modric a new contract for your team, would you do it?
Oh, God. You obviously are not too much interested in my problems, so this is not one of my problems. Fantastic player, and I'm pretty sure Carlo and Real Madrid will do the right thing for the right player.
Very last one at the back.
Please ask me more questions about Real Madrid players.
How much of a psychological factor was it? First, the goal just after half time, and also Madrid coming back from 2-0 to 2-0 just before half time, too.
I thought we spoke about that already. I really thought that the 3-2 was a massive impact. I saw that as well. The 2-1 and the 2-2. Not so much. I was not too long to play anymore, but I my personal feeling was, okay, first goal, bad defending, but well done as well. Second goal, slapstick, oh, get over it and play from there. And then the third goal directly after half time, that was, we didn't deal particularly well with that. That's true, but you never want to concede goals. But I think if you just think about the first half, everybody's impression was, wow, that was a really good first half. Even when we conceded two. I really thought our people saw it exactly like that. They were outstanding tonight in a difficult game. And the first half was not so difficult to be positive, but even the second half, when it was very difficult to stay positive, they were positive, and I'm really thankful for that.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.